I don't know if it helps you. I mean, we're familiar with the San Diego Chargers, just like they're familiar with us. But I think it was the Chiefs, you know, last year or something like that. You know, I would rather it, you know, be a divisional game than, you know, some teams that we didn't know. So, you know, the league, they do a good job scheduling, you know, these games. And, you know, the San Diego Chargers is a team that we're familiar with. It's, you know, they, whenever you play them on Sunday, it'll be a different team. But, you know, we're familiar with the type of players and the type of scheme that they run.
You guys got off to a fast start defensively. Did that, you guys talked about just preparation that led to it. What in your mind led to it, and why will it continue?
I think it's just energy. I mean, whenever you get to the National Football League, we're all pros. You know, we all grown men. We all know our job, and we all know what is expected out of us. We all know our roles, and you know, it's just energy. I feel like you know, coming out there with the type of energy that we know we can have, the type of energy that we know we can bring, and just, you know, playing the type of football that we've been playing for, you know, 2+ years now. And if we can go out there and do that, we'll be all right.
Talk about guys stepping up. Corey stepped in for B. Marsh last week, but if his hamstring isn't good enough this week, he'll have to play that whole game. What kind of confidence do you have in?
I got 100% confidence in Corey. He's been here for a while now. He played for us, you know, some snaps this year, played for us last year, played for us the year before. So I'm totally comfortable with Corey going in there. Oklahoma guy, you know, Big 12 guy. Whenever you get those guys in the game, you know, they tend to do pretty well.
Are you a Big 12 guy or an SEC guy now?
I mean, I can't just say I'm an SEC guy. I played in the Big 12. I played in the Big 12 when the Big 12 was great. You know, the Big 12 was the toughest division in football when I played. You had Oklahoma that was ranked. You had Texas that was ranked. You had Oklahoma State that was ranked. Texas Tech, Texas A&M. So I played in the hardest division in college football when I played. But I'm happy for Texas A&M to be in the SEC as well.
How much does it change, though, when Brandon's off the field? Because now you have Todd or somebody else making the call.
I mean, it's just, you know, we make those type of changes here in practice. It's really not too, you know, it's really not too weird. You know, we plug and play every day, you know, here in practice. We get guys that, you know, are the second guys in, and we, you know, we play with those guys. So I think, you know, this team is built to handle some type of injury. We had, you know, injury at the head coaching spot, and we were able to, you know, handle that as well. So we got high character guys here in the locker room, high character guys on our staff. I feel like we'll be, you know, more than capable of picking it up and going.
Seeing that Chargers offense in person, and what stuck out about that? I know Henry obviously did well early, but was there something about that group?
Yeah, I mean, they've always played well. We've always played. It's always been a battle with the San Diego Chargers, and they were just able to get us. And it all starts with Phillip Rivers. I mean, you can't overlook Phillip and the type of quarterback that he is. And the type of decision maker that he is, you really just can't overlook that. It starts and it ends with Phillip. You know, he has they've had all type of injuries, and they're still a great team, probably, you know, one of the hottest teams in the National Football League right now. And it all starts with Phillip Rivers.
They're 3-4, but some people look at it and say they could easily be 6-1. Mm-hmm. Are they one of the best teams you played this year when you look at this?
I mean, the Chargers are always good when we play them. They always have a solid offensive line. Phillip Rivers is one of the, you know, the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. Melvin Gordon, you know, he's a good running back. And their defense is just playing lights out. We got to play better than their defense. We got to create turnovers for our offense. And that's where it starts for us.
How good is it having D-Ware back on the practice field knowing he's coming back soon?
Oh, it's good. I mean, he hasn't been too far away. You know, he's always been, you know, in the meeting rooms and, you know, out here in practice. So he hasn't been too far away. He's just been on the field, so. You know, it hasn't been too weird because he's always been around.
How much does it help improve your game when he's on the other side for you?
You know, it's just like having, like I said, you know, it's just like having, you know, with the Karate Kid and, you know, what's his name?
Mr. Miyagi.
You know, it's just when you have that type of wisdom around and you have that type of, you know, poise, and he's just always calm no matter what the situation is. He always has great advice. He always knows the direction to go. And he has the vision for our offensive locker room, for our outside linebacker room. So, you know, he's definitely a leader for us. And when you got your leaders around, it makes everything go a lot smoother.